Tom, Lingy and Rocky.
Why don't you get this podcast again sometime?
And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.
AFL trade period, hectic. Hectically climatic ending.
Cool.
That's how I describe it, but yeah. I'm not a footy commentator.
No.
You know who is?
Who?
This guy, Cameron Ling.
G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. I've just been missing you too much, and I want to get involved. Let me back in the show.
Yes. This is like we've not done this, I don't think, since COVID,
where yeah.
you were just a guest on the show, and it wasn't the full sort of Tom Lingy Loggy experience, and then we'd try and talk to you at your house.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you guys are probably enjoying this more than ever, like not having me in the studio annoying you. But
yeah, hey, nice.
let's talk some footy. Let's talk some Bailey Smith.
Yeah, how exciting is this for you, mate?
Well, I think for all Geelong fans, I was starting to get a little bit worried it wasn't going to happen. Bailey Smith had said he wants to come to the Cats. The Cats said they want him, but it was dragging on and on and on. But finally, last night, surprise, surprise, at the deadline, the Cats get the deal done. So they get Bailey Smith and pick 45. They've given up pick 17 and 38. So they go to the draft with not a lot of high picks, but a really high quality, still young player in Bailey Smith. 103 games, I think it was, at the Doggies. So hopefully ready to go and strengthens that midfield. So it's pretty exciting.
Off the field, he's quite the character. You know, he's a very handsome man. He's got a big following on socials. There is that link with Cotton On as well, who he's got to deal with. But is it going to translate on the park, Lingy?
Well, I mean, that's got to be his number one priority. You're right. He has a massive profile, and the relationship with Cotton On, I'm sure, has helped him want to come to Geelong as well. But on-field's ultimately where he's got to do it. And, yeah, he's played some really good footy. I reckon there was 12 months there or so that he was starting to really rocket up the rankings as far as quality young mids go. Then, unfortunately, he did his knee. And that's why we haven't seen him for 12 months. So he's got to make sure he's rehabbed well from that, which I believe he has. And he's got to get himself back into the senior footy and then play some great footy. That's got to be number one. It's all well and good having a big profile off the field. He's still a very young man. He's got to reach his potential on the field. And I'm sure he can at the Cats.
Preseason starts now. That's what you're saying. Also, flurry of trades kind of went through in the last 10 minutes. Any that you were like, or any you were like, ugh?
Well, there was a couple. I mean, it was crazy. But, I mean, the Jake Stringer to the Giants deal was off. It was done. Not going to happen. No way. And then all of a sudden, big backflip. Oh, hang on. Jake Stringer's going to the Giants.
Yeah.
So good for him. I think good for Essendon as well, by the way, for you guys. I think that's a win for the Bombers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tom Barras gets to Hawthorn, which we kind of all thought was just definitely going to happen. And then there were some weird trades with picks through the middle of the trade period that looked like that deal was off again, but Barras gets there. Dan Houston gets to Collingwood in a really complicated three-team deal, but ultimately Houston got where he wanted to go, and I think Collingwood will be stronger for him. Jack Lekosius from the Suns, he goes across to Port Adelaide. So a couple of bigger names were moving around, but you look through it, Western Bulldogs have lost Bailey Smith and Jack McRae and Caleb Daniel. So two All-Australians and then a young star. So a couple of teams took a little step back. Richmond lost Shea Bolton, Liam Baker, quality premiership players, but then they've got an absolutely awesome group of picks for the draft. So who knows? Well, time will tell who wins out of this whole thing, but it was certainly frenetic at the end.
Before we let you go, mate, just to recap the Bailey Smith deal. So the Cats get Bailey. The Cats give away. Sorry, hang on. So
Bailey Smith and pick 45.
45, right. And 17 and 38 go to the Bulldogs. He's not played for a year. Is that them buying low? Is this possibly one of the great buy low deals?
No, not you haven't bought him rock bottom. No, you've bought him at sort of mid price. You haven't bought him at his peak. 12 months ago before the knee reconstruction when he was playing great footy, you would have had to have paid a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, right.
But no, you haven't paid rock bottom price, okay. Definitely.
All right, well, good to know. Thank you very much for the update, mate.
No worries at all. You two enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on Monday.
We miss you.
What part of Victoria are you in today?
I am in Bendigo right now, about to do a session in Bendigo and then heading to Shepparton.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
All right, you enjoy sunny Bendigo and we'll catch up with you Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
You did open the phones on this one.
I know.
Because you just don't want to deal with my problems anymore. I was having a bit of a high day yesterday and I thought, you know what, I've got time. I don't need to nap, so I'm going to have a look online. I want a new Christmas tree.
Yep.
I've always wanted a new one for the past 10 years or so. I've had my Big W one, which is great.
Yep.
But I'm like, you know what, I want to level up. Kind of feel like I've been saying, putting some money away each year for some Christmas decorations, because you know I kind of want to get into that, right?
Yeah.
And I saw this one. I'm not going to say where it was, but it's an online store. It was on sale from $300 down to $249. Thick, luscious, very good reviews. And I thought about it all day. I measured it out. I'm like, oh, you know what? Made the decision after 6 hours. I'm going to buy it. Went to buy it. Shipping, $99.
And it's a lot of shipping, isn't it? $99.
It's a Christmas tree and it's coming from New South Wales. Like, and I'm like, that seems very excessive to me. $99. So I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. But then I thought, maybe I should ask Tom. Because you're a TA and maybe you can see, well, I'm saving $50 on the price of the actual product. So really, I'm getting the shipping for $50.
What I always say is shop local.
Obviously, shop local.
And then you don't have to pay postage. You pop into one of our wonderful local retailers.
You just wait.
Here.
Really? What did you tell me that you were buying something? Were you buying something online yesterday from?
Because it was a T-shirt from online.
Oh, from
a present and
from
overseas.
From overseas.
Because it wasn't available in Australia. Okay, that's fine.
No, shop local.
Absolutely.
But if you're not, would you pay this amount for the Christmas tree?
Well, my thing was you wouldn't pay. You can say, oh, I'm saving $50 because it's on sale. Yes, but you wouldn't have bought it full retail for $300 and then paid $50 shipping, would you?
No, so, I wouldn't have.
All right, Ashley's in Mount Moriac. Help us out, mate. What should Loggy do? Should she pay the $99 shipping?
No, definitely not. I say make your own tree. You'll save $350 and buy yourself something practical.
Okay. Ashley, that's one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
We've got trees at home.
What do you mean, make your own tree?
Make your own tree out of anything.
Ashley, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm making one and you're coming over for the Festival of Lights.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds fun.
Borrow one of Lingy's clothes horses.
Yeah.
All right. That's amazing, Ashley. Save yourself $350. On the other side of the coin, my wife, Kalia, who is the embodiment of Christmas.
Yes. She loves
in
it.
In human form.
November's the start date of Christmas for her.
Yeah.
Isn't
so
it?
First weekend of November, we're putting up the tree. And, you know, in previous years, I have been like, because I was always a 1st of December or whatever
guy, right?
But I'm like, okay, we've bought our forever house now. I'm just going to get right on board with anything you want to do for Christmas.
Bless.
So I'm just going to support you for what you want to do for Christmas. So outside lighting, whatever. We've just bought our second tree. So we're going to have, and it is 2.28 meters tall, and we got it here in town, so no shipping.
Okay. Yeah,
but,
no, good.
But
stick in the boot.
We were like, oh, that'll be fine, I'm sure. Went and measured, because we've got a sunken lounge. Went and measured. So it's 2.4 metres, so 240 centimetres from floor to ceiling in our
sunken
lounge.
That's a standard roof.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that. So 2.28 is the Christmas tree. So there'll be just enough space for a little star at the very top of this massive tree. It's going to be awesome. And then in the living area, like the dining area, we're going to have our old tree as well. So we're going to have two trees set up in the house.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be super Christmas. But her logic, and this falls under sort of almost a girl math sort of, you know, that was a movement before.
Yeah.
She says cost per use. And we always talk about with clothing cost per wear, right? Cost per use.
Okay,
if you pay
$350
for that tree, right, including the shipping, you have that tree for 10 years, that's $35 a year, which is a bargain if you ask her.
Okay.
Hashtag Christmas math, she says.
Good
and that, my
Talia.
Friends, is why she's the brains of the operation.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Time for me to sit in the interview chair, which is a bit different for us.
Hi, Lauren. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm nervous.
It's OCD Awareness Month. Week.
Yeah. No, they don't give us a month. Not good enough.
Apologies
no,
for so many things. But as we've said before on the show and specifically this morning, you are someone who lives with OCD.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of OCD as someone who's not had it or not, you know, had diagnosed or known really anyone or lived with anyone that's had it, you sort of think of it as locking doors multiple times, saying things multiple times before you leave the house. You know, these extreme cases.
Hand washing.
Yeah, yeah, that you hear about. And I don't see that from you. And you and I have a very close working relationship, as everyone knows.
Yeah.
So so I guess that's a good place to start. Are you secretly saying something 10 times before you leave the studio? Or how OCD are you?
So that is definitely a part of OCD.
Yeah.
People that have that they have these obsessions and they think, for example, something is going to happen to my family member unless I click this light on and off 7 times.
Right.
You know? And so the obsession is they're obsessed with that happening.
Mm.
And then they think about it, and the compulsion to ease the anxiety is to click it 7 times, and then it eases the anxiety for a bit before it ramps up again.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I have something called Pure O. So my obsessions, I don't have the compulsions, right?
Ah, right.
They're all in my brain. So all the checks and everything that I do are all in my brain. I don't do them on the outside, which can sometimes be a bit difficult because when they diagnosed me with OCD, I said, that's not correct. Mm. I don't wash my hands.
Yeah.
And I mean, I wash my hands a normal amount,
yeah,
you know? And they're like, no. So I do all of the checks and in my head. So my brain is always going.
So your brain's always going, but what does that look like? What do you mean your brain's always going?
So part of OCD is intrusive thoughts.
Mm.
And you know how people say, oh, I let the intrusive thoughts win or whatever. Yeah, they're like, I want to cut my hair. I let the intrusive thoughts win. That's not what it is.
Mm.
Basically, before I was diagnosed, I thought that I was a criminal person.
Okay.
I thought there was something deeply disturbing and wrong with me.
Mm.
And that I would eventually, if I ever spoke about it, I would be locked up in jail.
Wow.
Because the thoughts that you have, I get really graphic, disgusting, like putrid thoughts.
Yeah, right.
That pop into your head.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what are you doing there? And then it's like, think about me, think about me. And then you keep hating yourself. So, for example, one of them might be you see a knife, right?
Yeah.
You're in the kitchen, you grab a knife. And then my head would say, oh, I wonder if I got Wombi with this knife.
Mm.
What if I just went over there? And you don't trust yourself. You're like, if I'm having that thought of hurting someone that I love, that means I can do it.
Yeah, right.
And that's just a low level. Like if the one that I've got is very intense and super hard to talk about, and that's why I didn't speak about it for a long time. So when I was diagnosed in 2017, I went to a psychiatrist, and the best advice that I can give is that if you are having thoughts that you think, oh my God, if I told someone about this, like I must be the most horrible person ever. You know, I'm dangerous. I honestly thought I was dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
And the psychiatrist said to me, when we're in here, you need to tell me the truth about things that you think.
Mm.
We're going to ask you some very hard questions.
Okay.
And you need to be honest about it because I can't help you unless you're honest.
Yeah, well, that's therapy in general, isn't it?
But exactly.
Be very tough when it is sort of a topic like that and such sort of sensitive information. So then how does that now I guess you're living with it and you're being treated for the Pure O version of OCD. How does that affect your day to day?
Oh man, it is every day. It is intense. Every single day there are thoughts. So basically, how do I describe it? I'm on fluoxetine daily, which I have to basically be on forever. And I was against meds, not because I'm against meds for everybody, but for me, I had a bad experience on previous meds.
Mm.
Felt like they didn't really work out for me. But when I was on the fluoxetine, which is specifically as well, I mean, it deals with a lot of things, but OCD in particular, it's like I had this dark, smoky, oily, disgusting entity right next to my face. Right?
Yeah.
And every day it is yelling at me, screaming at me, showing me images, You know that picture of the guy that's in the chair and the TV is so loud that all of his hair and everything's like pulling back?
Yeah.
Like that iconic. That's what it was like.
Wow.
So for me, if you said, hey, do you want to go for brunch?
Yeah.
It used to take me 7 hours to get ready.
Wow.
To go for a brunch with my friends. To get ready.
To mentally get yourself to a physical place where you're getting ready and are actually prepared to get out of the house.
I feel like everyone is, and this is the weird thing, you feel like I'm not worth anything, but everyone is thinking about me. And it's this weird juxtaposition where you're like, no one cares about me, but everyone is watching every single thing that I do.
Yeah.
And so the OCD part would say things to me and be like, you're this, you're that. I would have to, and you know, it's intense, but I want to be honest. I used to hit myself a lot.
Mm.
I would hit myself in the arms, in the legs, in the head.
What, like to try I'm such and, an idiot?
That's yeah, to yeah. try and stop, because the thoughts are so confronting. Right. To try and stop myself, I wanted to feel pain so that my thoughts would stop.
Pinching yourself sort of thing. Like full get yourself out of it. Yeah, but, you know, similar sort of, okay.
Yeah, out of that. And now with the fluoxetine, it's like that entity's still there, but the volume is like, it's like your neighbours are having a house party two doors down.
Right, okay. So it's a
muffled.
Right.
But it's still there.
Well, and I'm glad you got help.
Oh, man. Being diagnosed was the best thing I ever did, and being honest about what was going on in my mind, because intrusive thoughts are so intense, so hard to deal with.
Mm.
You don't know if they're your true thoughts or if you are, if it's something else. You feel dangerous to those around you. And realistically, and the therapist told me this, which eases a lot of my anxiety, people that are bad people don't worry about doing bad things.
Yeah, okay. Yep, that makes sense.
Like, and so people with OCD are the least likely people to do these things.
Sure, just because you think it doesn't mean you're actually capable of doing it, which
exactly.
is what you said at the top.
And part of my therapy was that I had to sit with those thoughts, talk about them out loud, which I was like dry reaching and stuff. Like, it was horrible, but then that's how I took the power back.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, all right, that's the image you're going to give me? Cool, let's think about that. And now I think about it head on instead of trying to push it away and saying no, shaking my head and hurting myself.
Yeah. I'd love to ask you more about it. We are out of time. Just quickly, what would you recommend if someone is sort of in a place where they're like, oh, actually, that does sound like me and I am battling day to day? A, great news, there is help available.
Yes.
But what would you say?
I would suggest going to your GP and chatting to them and getting a referral for a psychiatrist. It can take quite a bit of a wait and it might be a bit of money as well. Obviously, they are. A lot of people looking to get into psychiatrists at the moment.
Mm.
But that would be the best thing. Be honest about it and research it online. There's so much online at the moment about OCD. People are finally speaking about it.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was such a taboo thing to speak about as well. And there's so much information. And me being able to connect with people online, watching videos, watching the different compulsions, the different obsessions, helped my life to no end.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you so much for being open about it, mate. And
thanks for interviewing me with me, Tom.
My pleasure.
Great.
OCD Awareness Week.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.